The NFL is announcing new steps to address concussions. The league will spend $100 million to improve helmets and fund medical research into the effects of head injuries. Commissioner Roger Goodell unveiled the initiative on the NFL website this week under the banner Play Smart, Play Safe. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com, and he's with us now. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Well, tell us more about what the league is doing now about concussions. What's new?
Well, it's $100 million, but this is over 5 years. The NFL says it's committing $60 million towards developing technology like helmets and $40 million over 5 years towards research. Now, let's put this in context a couple ways. They already said they were committing $100 million, but the NFL exceeded $13 billion in revenue. So $100 million is less than 1% of that. But let's not be churlish. Let's not say it's nothing. It is something, and researchers appreciate the money. We should also note that this comes on the heel of the NFL settling its legal case for over $1 billion for players and future players who might come with claims related to concussions. And until that was done and until there was some certainty around their legal liability, you were mostly seeing the NFL trying to obfuscate and get in the way and deny the fact that concussions cause head injuries. Now, at least they admit it and they're putting some funding behind it.
But there's probably still a lot of skepticism about this, given that the NFL had spent years criticizing researchers who warned about the dangers of football-related head trauma.
Well, not only that, the Roger Goodell, the commissioner, said we're going to appoint a top expert. He said that in July. That has not been filled for years. The person who was heading the what should have been the concussion committee was an unqualified rheumatologist, actually. And then you only have to look at the kickoff game, the Thursday night game last week, the rematch of the Super Bowl, which was a fantastic game. And in many ways reminded us of why we love the NFL. So compelling was this game between the Panthers and the Broncos. But it also reminded us of the horrors of the NFL. Yeah. With 36 seconds left, Cam Newton, Panthers quarterback, takes this vicious hit to the head. It's not penalized, even though afterwards they fine it. And the officials screw up the concussion protocol. He's not pulled from the game. So $100 million is great. If you have rules but don't enforce the rules, what are you really doing about concussions?
You know, there are some people who look at this and say the NFL is not going to last, that at a certain point this issue could really be a problem for the existence of pro football.
It's so pro football is so popular. It's so unbelievably popular in America. Its ratings rise as ratings of everything else fall. I mean, I know that there are antecedents to here is a sport like horse racing or here is a sport like boxing that were once popular and aren't. But you know what replaced boxing? MMA, which is more vicious. I mean, its proponents will say that in terms of head trauma, it's not. But just look at the bloodiness of the sport. I think the predictions of the NFL's demise have been premature. But I also think if it does and do something to at least assure its fans that they're not seeing carnage on the field, they can't rely on the growth of the league that we've seen during the Goodell tenure.
Mike Pesca, here now, sports analyst. Thank you.
You're welcome.